Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. Hallelujah to God. It's Thursday morning, the 8th day of April in the year of our Lord, 2021. Hallelujah to God. We are here under the teaching and the tutelage of Pastor Dolly Bunnett, the wonderful woman of God. We came together to unite our hearts in love and in one of a cause to go forth, and this is our hour of power of prayer. I'm Apostle Anthony Horsley. I'll be starting us off this morning with facilitating, hallelujah to God, what an honor and a privilege it is to come before you this morning and to come before the throne of God to worship and to praise Him. Hallelujah to God. I'm excited about this week. Hallelujah to God. This is the fourth day in this week. I look at it Thursday. We can leave it that way. Hallelujah to God. And I'm excited about the energy that the saints of God are pushing forward. Hallelujah to God. And this time, glory to God. Glory to God. I thank God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. We'll be getting started here. Because, see, I'm excited. I'm trying to get started. Hallelujah to God. But this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. We worship You, O mighty God. There is none like You. We worship You, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give You praise, because You are our righteousness for me. We worship You, O mighty God. There is none like You. Jesus, there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. King and kingdom shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks, because He's given us Jesus Christ, His Son. And now, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. Father, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that we come, O Lord God, to this hour of power and prayer, Lord God. Asking that You bless, O Lord God, and bless Your people, O Lord God. That You move by Your Spirit this morning and by Your power, Lord God. Move, Lord God, in a miraculous way, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. That name that is above every name, O Lord God. That at the sound of Jesus, O Lord God, every knee shall bow, Lord God. Every tongue shall confess, Lord God, that you are Lord for the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah, God. Lord God, we thank you and we praise you for this Thursday, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. A lot of things have transpired, Lord God, a lot of inspiration, a lot of nuggets have gone forth, O Lord of God, and has been given out, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord God, for the healing that is going on, O Lord God, and everything that's going on so wonderfully, Lord God. We're so happy to come before thy presence and singing, Lord God, and to enter into your courts of praise, O Lord God. We are thankful this morning, O Lord God, and we just want to bless your holy name, O Lord God. God, we thank you for each and every one that is here, Lord God. We thank you for those that desire to come, O Lord God. We thank you for those that go into the archives, O Lord God, later, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. That you would bless, O Lord God, and that you would continue to bless, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Teach me thy ways, O Lord, that we may live like you, O Lord God, that we may come and to worship you, O Lord God, and to honor you and to reverence you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So, God, we thank you this morning, O Lord God, and we praise you, Lord God. God, bless our children and our grandchildren, O Lord God, and the great-grandchildren, O Lord God, as many off as far as you should call, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, help me to speak this morning, O Lord God, and to say the things that need to be said, O Lord God, that someone may glean from it, O Lord God, and begin to hear what you have put here this morning, O Lord God, here on this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. Lord God, touch hearts of people, O Lord God. Not everyone is feeling as well as they should today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. But we know that you are a healer, Lord God. You are a deliverer, Lord God. You're the King of kings. You're the Lord of lords, O Lord God. We came this hour to worship you, God, and to praise you, O Lord God, and to sanctify thy name, O Lord God. God, we thank you for this hour, Lord God, this mandate that you've given us, O Lord God, this platform that we have, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Move by your spirit, O Lord God, and move by your power, Lord God. We're thankful, O Lord God. Lord God, you are our shepherd, O Lord God, and we shall not want, O Lord God. Lord God, you're the God that causes us to lay down and be pastor, Lord God. Lord God, we rebuke, O Lord God, principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in the high places, O Lord God. Lord God, you are our seed and breaking water, Lord God. Lord God, we come, O Lord God, because we love you, Lord God. We worship you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you for the laying down last night. We thank you for the early rising this morning, O Lord God. We are thankful, O Lord God. We want to bless thy name, O Lord God. Realizing, O Lord God, that we searched all over, looked all over, Lord God. There was none greater, Lord God, and none greater than you. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray for those, O Lord God, that are going through a time of bereavement, O Lord God. God, we come, O Lord God, to worship you and to praise you and to give you thanks, O Lord God, for your keeping and sustaining power, O Lord God. That you undergird us, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Strength that you would undergird us, O Lord God. With strength, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the wife, O Lord God. It is now 38 years, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Someone feel, O Lord God, that they just cannot go on, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. And we are wrestling, O Lord God, with the pagans, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. But Lord God, we thank you, O Lord God, for that price that you paid for us, O Lord God. On Calvary, O Lord God, help us to realize, O Lord God, who we are, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, O Lord God, for translating us, O Lord God, from the kingdom of God, to God, into the kingdom of God, dear Son, O Lord God. So we're happy about it today, O Lord God. We want to go into the word of God, O Lord God. We want to, Lord God, be strengthened in this hour of power of prayer, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. And amen. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. I wanted to get my wife to read and to hear him say this about a week of fasting and praying. Yes. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that we may stay in the narrow way. Hallelujah to God. Our focus is on the family. Hallelujah to God. But there's just so much glory to God in my heart. Hallelujah to God. And we have this scripture of the week, hallelujah to God, very good scripture. But it's impressed on my heart, times we may wonder, hallelujah, God, be my worst nightmare, right? A lot of times, the mind is filled with so many things. We wonder, oh Lord God, that we need to go forth at this time.
Yeah.
And it's important, hallelujah, God.
Yeah.
And as I going forth, hallelujah, God, and the busyness and the hustle and bustle of working, ministering, praying for people, on prayer line, setting ourselves in agreement with the saints of God, with the daughters, men, the daughters of Zion, hallelujah, God, hallelujah, God. God begins to move in a miraculous way. We thank God. And the concern that he had was children, hallelujah, God. And our children, hallelujah, God. And the male child, hallelujah, God. And the focus was on that day, hallelujah, God. And I tried to put something together today. I hope that you can hear me well this morning. I was trying to put something together, hallelujah, God. I'm going to have to work on this, glory to God. And I saw that it got a little bit, got illuminated that God loves us and how much he loves us, hallelujah to God. And because he loves us, that's why he has saved us, hallelujah to God. What I was trying to find out in Proverbs 22:6, it says, train up the child in the way that it should go, that it was, well, that when it gets older, it should not depart from it, hallelujah to God. And I came to the realization to realize that I'm just going to be a child until I get out of here and go on to be with the Father in heaven. And God has trained us up, hallelujah to God. Remember when I first got saved, hallelujah to God, I've said this story many times, but it's very repeating, how God would just showed me myself in Sunday school singing the song, Yes, Jesus Loved Me For The Bible Tells Me So, hallelujah to God. And as I thought about that day, God had gave me to begin to start praying for our sons and as well for our daughters. But it seemed like the men of our time, we have to work, hallelujah to God, and God knows all things. A sparrow cannot fall from the tree without our Heavenly Father knowing it, hallelujah to God. I heard a lot of prayer this week and over the years, hallelujah to God, and the zealousness, hallelujah to God, and the energy and the desire that we have to praise God and to lift up God in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that God is moving by his Spirit and by his power, hallelujah to God. I thought about the psalm, hallelujah to God, the psalm where it says, blessed is the man that walketh not the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in this law doth he meditate in day and night. I believe it goes on to say that he shall be like a tree planted by the river of water that brings forth his fruit in its season.
Yeah.
And the thing that I underscore this morning is that whatsoever he does shall prosper. It will prosper, hallelujah to God.
Yeah.
But it says the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away.
Yeah.
As we go on through this time of fasting and praying, hallelujah to God, a lot of things come to mind, and God begins to speak to you in the fast, hallelujah to God, and we begin to meditate on God's word. I came to the realization, and it came to an illumination in my mind when I thought about Jesus Christ, hallelujah to God, the Son of the living God, hallelujah to God, and how God had sent his Son and has purchased us with a price of his Son, the Son of Jesus, hallelujah to God. I thought I had this on my Bible, but I didn't. It was in the book of the Gospel called St. John's 1:3, hallelujah to God. St. John's 1:3, hallelujah to God. I believe it says, what manner, that's what it says. What manner, this first John, this, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we shall be called the sons of God. Hallelujah. That's what I remember, that God has purchased us with a price. I thought about the healing and the deliverance. Times we think about it, but a lot of times we don't fully accept what God is doing. We have to take God on this eighth day. Eighth is the number of completion, our new thing. We have to walk in a new direction to God this time as we go on through this time of pandemic. We're in the Pentecost time, the season, hallelujah to God. And the adversary, the devil, has launched a fierce attack against individuals, the church, hallelujah God, and all the saints of God, because he wants to destroy your soul. When the sons of God came together in the first book of Job, said when they come to present themselves to worship and praise before God, he said Satan came also. He said, where are you going? He said, I'm going up and down, to and fro in the earth, seeking whom I may devour, whom he may destroy, hallelujah God, who he may suck the life out of them, hallelujah to God, hallelujah to God. I've seen in a vision the other day, money, a thought came to mind. I just saw the money flourishing. It was thousands of dollars. It was dollars. And I was trying to see what it was. It caught my attention. And as it began to settle, the word 1,000 came, then 2,000 came. And it was like a demonstration of $1 bill. If you took a $1,001 bill and just flinged it up in the ear of your house, hallelujah to God, and just looked at it, and you think about the promises of God and how long ago each dollar would represent, 1,000 years, or $200, and each dollar would represent 1,000 years. And as you picked it up, how long ago God promised, how long ago he died on Calvary, how much did he pay for the purchase, our healing and deliverance and our salvation? How long ago it was that he has established his word, and his word is established forever. And how long it has been that we stay in the same position, worshiping the same thing, worshiping pain, worshiping situations, worshiping things in the world, hallelujah to God, and how much time we spend worshiping God. I believe it was James. I want the wife to read that there because it says a lot there in James.
Yes.
And I'll let her read it. And we'll come back. You have it throughout?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The book of James. I should read this in here. Hallelujah to God. We thank God. And we're going to get right into the prayer and the worship today afterwards.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thanks to the Most High God, to our beloved pastor, Pastor Darlene.
Also, if you're still there, your phone, we don't hear anything. I don't know if your phone dropped or what's going on, but we don't hear you. Praise the Lord. Apostle Horsley, your voice is not heard. Your wife's voice is not heard. Good morning, everybody. We'll see if he's coming back in, because looks like he's about to give us some word this morning. So his phone just died. So we'll see if it comes again. Thank you, Lord. So we just praise the Lord this morning for everyone who's here and all that God is doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. And as he was talking about the boys today, the male of our family, let's just remember as we go into our prayer during the course of our fast, and even just whenever you pray outside of our days of fasting, we've been praying for family anyway, but he is talking about the male gender today. And I know that our male gender, we really do need to keep them covered in prayer. For one thing, there are less men in the world than women, and so many of them are incarcerated. So many of them have gotten into trouble. or have just been incarcerated for whatever reason. So, you know, we just want to keep them in prayer. And those who are alive right now, just pray that God will cover them and protect them from dangers out there. There are many different dangers that we don't know about would be coming into their lives. So we just want to keep these men in prayer and give God praise and give him honor for what he's doing. So let me just go ahead and pray. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord, we just bless your name. We glorify your name, O God, because you are God and God alone. And there is none like you, Lord, and none to compare, Father. We just appreciate you, God, because you are faithful. You are just, and you make no mistakes, Lord. There is nothing better than knowing you, God. So we do lift up each and every person here at this prayer, praise, and deliverance ministries prayer line, O God. We pray for Apostle Horsley and his wife, O God, as they are, I don't know if their phone died completely, but Lord, we just pray that you would just continue to bless them as they deliver the word of God. Cover them, Lord. Cover their families, Lord. We just thank you, Father, for their willingness to even come and share the word of God with us, Lord. We thank you for each and every leader who comes to facilitate here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, our Sister Marie, our Sister Chris, our Pastor Scholastica, and myself. Pray for myself, too. Many times I forget to say my name, but I thank you, Lord, today for just blessing me to be here, God. Thank you, Lord, today that you bless each one name by name. We lift up each and every person, oh God, whatever need we have, Lord, we know that you can supply it according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. There are those, oh God, who need healing in their body, Father. Lord, we thank you today for by the stripes of Jesus we are healed. You said, I am the Lord that healeth thee, God. So we look to you, God, for the healing, whether it be a sinus infection, heart disease, strokes, oh God, scoliosis, multiple sclerosis, arthritic conditions, knees being healed. Our Sister Marie, we thank you for healing her knees as she's had her operation, oh God. And Lord, this morning, I lift up my Sister Rosalyn, oh God, who will be having an operation to help her kidneys, to dissolve kidney stones in her body today. So we pray for Rosalyn, oh God, and know, Father, today that you will guide the doctor's hands, oh God, whatever instruments they will be using, oh God, will be properly used, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that, Father. We glorify your name, Lord. We magnify you, God, because you are so holy and you are righteous, Lord. I pray for Sonia, Lord, for the sinus and allergies, oh God, and my grandchildren, oh God, and all those, oh God, who are suffering from allergic reactions to the pollen that's in the air, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you can fix it, Lord, so that they don't have to suffer with that anymore. I thank you, Father, today for just blessing, healing, and delivering this morning. In the name of Jesus, I pray for my brother Roderick, Lord, that you take, draw him closer. I know that you're speaking to his heart, God. I pray that he will hear your call, oh God, that he will come out of the sin that he's in, oh God. I pray for Ramika, Lord. I pray for Didi, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, God, today that you draw these people, Lord, to yourself, God, and that they will heed your call, Father, and no longer stumble around in darkness, Father. In the name of Jesus, Mokoshe te la shita makula da 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 shata makita da Okoshe te la makete la shita makona Marakatula da da shita makita da da shita makata Marakatula da da shita makita. I decree this morning that the healing spirit is taking over right now. The healing spirit is delivering right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, those, oh God, Tony, Father, we pray for Tony today, oh God, who continues to use drugs, Lord. We just pray, Father, today that he will no longer have a desire for drugs, God. Anybody who has an addiction to drugs and alcohol, oh God, whether it's drugs that are illegal or drugs that are illegal, Lord, some people are addicted to those kinds of drugs, oh God. So we come and bind up the spirit of the former Chaya, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Mokoshitila, that Shita, that drug demon, we just bind that demon up right now in the name of Jesus. And we lose the spirit of a sound mind right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, God, today that people will have a sound mind, oh God, that they will live for you, God. They will love you, God. They will submit to your authority, oh God, and prepare for eternity, oh God, because one day you will be back for your church without a spot or a wrinkle. You're coming back, oh God, for your church, oh God, and we believe, Lord, that more people will have made that decision for Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Lord, today for our families coming, oh God, in the name of Jesus, our men coming, oh God, our boys, oh God, at a young age, oh God, can receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King, oh God. If they can understand all these things that are happening in the world, oh God, if they can understand how to play a game, oh God, if they can understand how to do a robot, oh God, they can understand who you are, oh God, and understand your plan of salvation, Lord. So I pray, Father, today for all children across this world, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. We praise you, God. We glorify your name, oh God. And some children have sicknesses and diseases in their bodies, oh God. So we pray for the sicknesses to be removed, oh God, even prematurely born babies, oh God, babies that were born prematurely, oh God. We pray, Father, today that you will heal their bodies today, God, and help them, oh God, to grow. Lord, if there was something that was not completely developed in their body, God, we ask you, Lord, to develop that outside of the body because you are the God. You're the one who made those bodies, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we know, Father, today that the children are fearfully and wonderfully made, oh God, even ourselves, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, God. We pray for those, oh God, who are mentally disturbed, oh God. There are many people who are mentally disturbed, Father. So we pray for just a sound mind, oh God, that people will no longer be depressed, oh God, but they will look to you, God. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God. You are the Holy One. Hallelujah. My God, my God. There are many people who are out there who are so low in their minds, oh God, that they don't even want to be here anymore, oh God. They are suicidal, Lord. So we come against and bind up the demonic spirit of suicide in the name of Jesus. That Cain spirit. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, God, today that people shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus, Lord, my God, those who are schizophrenic and paranoid, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Father, today for healing of their minds today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, Father, today that those, oh God, who may have just felt like nobody really cares about them, that they realize that you care for them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, oh God, for deliverance this morning. In the name of Jesus, for healing this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God. We magnify your name, oh God, because you are such a righteous God. And we just praise you, Father, for, oh my God, just knowing that you're right there, God. You will never turn your back on anybody, oh God. Sometimes people turn their backs on you, God, but you're married to the backslider, Lord. So we pray for the prodigal sons and the prodigal daughters who are out there, oh God. Some of them feel like you won't receive them back into the kingdom, oh God, won't receive them back as a son or a daughter, oh God. But Lord, we know, Father, today that your arms are open wide and you're beckoning them back into the kingdom. So we thank you for that today, Lord, and that they will come on and receive all that you have for them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, they will come on over here where the table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, my God. We just thank you, Lord, for the joy this morning, the joy of love and peace and joy in you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Now, Father, I pray for children across this land, little kids, oh God, who are being abused in various ways, oh God. Some are being verbally abused, oh God. Some are being mentally abused, oh God. Some are being sexually abused, oh God. We pray, God, today for the perpetrators, oh God, that they will make a decision for Jesus, that they will no longer hurt our little babies. Some little kids, oh God, are not even able to walk, Lord. We pray and bind up the demon of sodomy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, I pray that you help these little children, oh God, to get some peace, oh God, that somebody will realize and recognize what is going on against these children, Lord, in the name of Jesus, my God. We just praise you, God, today for a deliverance, oh God, and those children who are hungry, oh God. Some parents are taking the money. They're supposed to buy food for the children. They're taking it for using drugs and other things, oh God, and the children are stumbling around, and some of them are feeling so weak in their bodies, oh God. So I pray for these children, oh God. I pray for the parents, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. We bless your name, oh God, because you're the one who gives peace, oh God. You're the one who gives joy, God. You're the one who makes change, oh God, when people look to you, God, looking to you, oh God, because you are the one, God, who they can depend on, Father. So I pray, God, today for these moms and dads to do the right thing for these babies, oh God, for these children, Lord. And, Lord, we just ask that you expose those, oh God, who are supposed to be taking care of the children, who are supposed to protect the children. Expose them, oh God, so that we will know, Father, that they will come to justice, oh God, and be away from these tears if they are not able to stop what they're doing, these heinous crimes about against these babies, oh God, and against our children and teenagers, Father, in the name of Jesus, my God, my God. Now, Father, I pray for the elderly, oh, God. I pray for the ones, oh, God, who have just lived for quite a while, God, and some of them are being abused in some of our nursing homes and some of these facilities, oh, God. I decree and declare today, oh, God, that you shall reveal, God. You will reveal those, oh, God, who are doing these things against our elderly, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, our senior citizens, oh, God, our mature people, oh, God, who have just been blessed, oh, God, to live long lives, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for the peace of God to be upon their lives today, oh, God, that they will even speak up for themselves, God, and let somebody know what is going on, Father. We just praise you, God, today for the spirit of love, that people will have love. We need love in this world, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that God is love, and love is of God, and those who do not love are not of God. So we thank you, Father, today, and I lose love today, Father, because that is what we need. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we're just going to continue in this hour of power of prayer. We are just so grateful for all that God is doing, that he's doing great things. He's answering our prayers, and we're continuing our prayers as we know that prayer changes things. It's important that we continue praying because he says to pray without ceasing, and we will do that, you know, in our own private time. And as we're going through our time of fasting, let's just, you know, be attentive to the voice of God. You know, anytime you pray, in fact, you can stop and listen to what God is saying so that you know the direction. Sometimes we're praying for God to show us things, and we're praying and we're not even stopping to listen to what he says. You know, he speaks to us. So just remember, many times I invite you to have your pad ready. I have a calendar that I've been using for many years. You know, every year I have a new one. And I just jot things down. And I know, you know, God can do the same for each and every one of us to be able to go back and look at what he said and make sure that we're going in the right direction as he gives us direction for our lives. So we thank everybody for being here. Right now we're just going to go ahead and get the names of those who are here today. And if you have a prayer request or a praise report, you may share it at this time.
Good morning. My name is this is Sister Gladys. Continual prayer for my mom and my family. She's still transitioning and direction and strength for me and the family. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning. This...
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Marie. Go ahead, Marie.
Good morning. This is Marie. On yesterday, I had a spirit whereas I thought I was feeling better and I was walking, and they were saying I didn't need pain medication because I was doing good. So I had a setback because I wasn't, the medicine had been wore off, but they were feeling like concrete. And I didn't have something to know that I was in pain. So y'all continue praying for me. God guide me and guide the people that's working, assisting me.
Amen. Amen. This is Lois. Good morning. I'm listening. Amen. Good to hear your voice. Thank you, Sister Marie, for sharing that. Mm-hmm. We'll be praying for you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And I want to continue to pray for me as I continue to make some decisions and go through some things that I'm dealing with. I thank you for your prayers.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mary, for being here. God bless you.
Good morning. This is Scholastica. I am listening. But I have a prayer request. I received a request yesterday. I can't remember the name of the little girl, 11 years old, was playing at the backyard and fell, and a nail went through her eye, and it's closer to her brain. It's a long nail, and was at the emergency room at the time. I don't know the status right now. If we can pray for that little girl, 11 years old. Thank you. I'm listening and in agreement.
Amen. Anybody else out there want to give your name this morning?
Good morning, this is Yvonne. I'm listening.
Okay.
Good morning, Sister Sheila. Just want to say good morning.
Okay, Sister Sheila, good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Juanita. God bless you.
Amen. Sister Juanita, good to hear your voice. God bless you. Okay. Well,
good morning. I have another prayer request. I haven't been able to reach the other Darlene Miller, whatever going on with her. I know she's looking for work, and I can't reach her mother, so and her mother on dialysis. So let's pray for her, Darlene, and her mother, and her brother Cedric, who's incarcerated due to drugs.
This is Lois. I do have a prayer request. My friend Betty, she lost her husband on Tuesday night. Pray for strength for her and his kids. And just pray for the Lester family. They also are having a lot of death in their family. That God strengthen them.
Okay. Amen.
And good morning. This is Sister Charlotte.
Okay.
I just wanted to say good morning to everyone. I'm listening. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Sally. God bless you.
This is Sister Gladys.
Okay. We'll be praying for Pastor Corrine Darby. She had an operation. I'm not sure what it was, but I believe that it was successful, and she is recuperating in the hospital for now. Don't know when she'll be released, but we'll be praying for her. And as my sister, I prayed for her earlier. Rosalyn is having some kidney stones removed this morning, so we keep that in prayer. I also want to pray for my niece, Yvette, her brother, twin, Timothy, and their families, that God would draw them. They need Jesus Christ. And, of course, all of our families who are not saved. But I just want to put their names out there, Yvette and Timothy. And, yeah. Okay, so we've got these prayer requests. We know that God himself has given us so much in the Bible to help us to know. In fact, I'm going to read a few verses here concerning what we are going to be praying for today. He told us in his word concerning healing. He says in 3 John chapter 2, it says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." So we want everyone to know that God wants us to be in health. And also 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, "Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost?" And we know that the Holy Ghost wants us healed. Verse 19 and Psalms chapter 34, verse 19 says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all." So we know that God is our healer. You know, there's so many different scriptures about healing. And chapter 11, verse number 24 says, "What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." So that lets us know that we must be praying. It says, when you pray. So he's expecting us to pray. So we will continue to pray and see God move and deliver and set people free. So we thank God for that right there. And for the families who have lost loved ones, the other day I was talking about the comfort of God. And here in Matthew chapter 11:28 says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So the Lord will give us rest, and he will give us peace. And Psalms 23:4, many of us know that psalm says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." So the Lord is there with each and every person who has lost someone. And then Matthew 5:4 says, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." So we know that the Lord God Almighty will comfort those who are mourning at this particular time. And when we talk about finances, Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And Psalms 84:11 says, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. So, you know, if we're looking for a job, we're looking for our businesses to prosper, to be increased, we just trust the Lord because he's the one that will provide everything. And he says in Psalms 37:25, says, I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. So we continue to walk in the word of God, live the word of God, not just hear it, but live it, walk it out, and see God do many wonderful things. And so let us all come together. Let me just read off the things we'll be praying for as a corporate prayer. Rosalind, her procedure with the kidney stones to be removed. Gladys's mother, her transitioning, and for the family, giving them peace and direction. Our sister Marie, that God will help her as she is healing. Her knees were operated on, so give her wisdom on what to do and how to work that thing. And also the people who are assisting her. Our sister Mary, we are praying and covering her for the decisions that she's making for her life. Our pastor Scholastica wants us to pray for the little girl who had the nail go through her eye, so she needs to be healed for sure. And so Darlene M. is looking for a job, and also his brother, her brother, Cedric, who's incarcerated. And
can't hear you. Can anyone hear me? Anyone?
Yes, I can hear
yes,
you.
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you too.
Okay, let's just
Darlene.
Yes, Lord, we just prayed this morning. Everybody's praying right now. Hallelujah, Lord. We just come together. And we are thanking you.
Yes, Lord.
Let me get it done. I didn't even think that. God be glorified in your name, Lord God. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless you. Could you bring families together, Lord God? Lord God, to walk in peace, walk in peace, Lord God, to receive you as the Lord Jesus Christ and Savior, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
In the mighty name of God.
Thank you, Lord God. Speedy recovery.
We thank you, Lord God.
Lord God, and all that has come to the hearts together in love, Lord God. God bless you this morning.
Florida, Churchill, Lord God. Lord God, they're opening up the state of Georgia, Lord God. All the businesses as of midnight last night, oh, Lord God. Let the churches be overrun, oh, Lord God. Let that word of God, oh, Lord God, strengthen the people as they come together here in Georgia, Lord God. Let them go forth, oh, Lord God. Let it be a great blowout of praise, oh, Lord God, and worship, oh, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Let the Spirit of God dominate that whole state, that open up everything, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, God, that it won't be a business thing, oh, Lord God, for capital gain, oh, Lord God, not just a thing for the alcoholics to go out and the parties to go out, oh, Lord God, but for the saints of God are taking advantage, oh, Lord God, of the restriction ban being lifted, oh, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, let great worship and praise, oh, Lord God, go forth in your name, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord God, for never leaving us, oh, Lord God, for never forsaking us, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. God, we declare and decree healing, oh, Lord God, for everyone that needs, oh, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, your children, oh, Lord God, the young adults, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord this morning for the prayers. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I make a declaration today that everyone who's here, our Apostle Horsley, our Sister Lynn, our Sister Darlene, Alaska, our Sister Yvonne, our Sister Gladys, our Sister Lois, our Sister Mary, our Sister Sherry, our Sister Marie, our Sister Sheila, our Evangelist Juanita, our Sister Grace, our Sister Scarlett. The names that I may have called, if I didn't know your name or didn't say your name, you are included in that, and that God covers us and keeps us perfectly blessed, and that the blood of Jesus covers our lives, and that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us is rejected. It shall not come to pass, and we are covered with the blood of Jesus, and we have on the whole armor of God. I decree this morning that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in our lives, and we shall live in continuous abundance. And even as Apostle Horsley was speaking earlier today, he saw the money coming down. We can receive that, receive the blessings of the Lord upon our lives. And I decree that we shall seek the face of God. I decree this morning that our families are blessed, and we are blessed and highly favored by God and by man. And I thank each and every one who has sown into the ministry, whether it's my personal life or into the ministry itself. You are sowing on good ground, into good ground. And I decree and declare that the Lord multiplies your seed, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold, according to his word. And also for Deuteronomy 1 and 11, I speak that over our finances, that we are multiplied at least 1,000 times more than what we are today. If you haven't read that, read it and receive it into your spirit. And I make a declaration that souls are being saved today by the prayers of the righteous. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we shall rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord God is our strength. And I say that he will make our feet like hinds' feet. That means he's putting our feet in a sure place, because a hind has to be in a sure place to climb the mountain. And so he will make us to walk upon high places. As we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I love each and every one of you. I pray that you come back tomorrow, see what the Lord has for us, and have a beautiful day. We appreciate Apostle Horsley and his wife. Don't know what happened to their phones, but we're glad that they were working the word of God for us. So go in peace and be whole. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow and the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.